is Corey Holcomb.
Now we'll get it straight. Yes.
He's performing at Caroline's this weekend.
What up? We'll get some answers now.
Hey, yeah, Sherry, man. Let's go see him.
Absolutely. Let's go see Corey.
I had a rough week, man.
Aww.
What happened,
Corey? What does a rough week look like for you?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I had an argument with my little side chick because I don't like the way she treat her husband. It's not right. You know, if I'm with you, you already know I'm going to be quiet and you can answer the phone. You know what I mean? We already got this system set up, but she never answers the phone. She ignores this guy, and I just feel like that's neglect. She shouldn't treat him like that. He's a very important part of what we do. You know, if it wasn't for him, man, she would expect me to do a lot more financially. You know, we got to keep this guy around, Tom. We got to keep this guy around. You know what I'm talking about, Jay. You can smile it off if you want to.
I understand, man. I am so glad you're here.
I'm a selfish lover, but some people are important and needed. We got to work around that.
Why treat him bad, right?
Right. If you want somebody all to yourself, that takes a lot of money and responsibilities. I'm not willing to get into that type of situation with her. Capital H, capital E, capital R, her. I don't want that responsibility with her.
You know, so is she going to do better by her husband?
Hey, we had this little pep talk. I let her know. I said, listen, that guy's counting on you to answer the phone, FaceTime. Her seat's led back in her car all the way, so there's no way he can see me while she's driving. There's no reason for her not to answer the phone. This guy, he cares about her. You know what I mean? I care about what we do, but he cares about her.
That is so considerate of you.
And why treat him bad? I understand.
Why make him suffer? Yeah.
If my lady is cheating on me, I want her to be able to answer the phone when I call, just so I can feel like everything is all right. Because that's the most important thing. Feeling like everything is all right. You don't want to know everything. You just want to feel like it's all right.
And if you feel like it, everything else will follow.
Right. If you feel like somebody is being on the up and up with you know what I mean? You can deal with that type of relationship. Yeah. When you get caught, that's what messes everything up. Because you're going to cheat. You're going to lie. Most of us. It's just most of us won't admit it. But, you know. There's people out there, you know, you're in a serious relationship with somebody, but there's other people, you might not want to be in a relationship with them, but you do want to be able to drop them off at home sometime. That's a rated PG way of putting it, right?
And all of this conversation goes on at Caroline's this weekend?
This weekend is going down, you know what I mean? New York, y'all come see me, Caroline's on Broadway.
Uh-huh. Sherry, we got a date? We're going back to Caroline's?
Yes!
That's what's up.
Uh-huh. We'll be there. Me and Sherry sitting up front. Okay.
We'll
Gotta be there at the top. You've got 4 minutes to make it there on time.